before you know it. That NFL schedule will be out before you know it. These guys will start working out and reporting to camps. And I mean, right now they have these voluntary workouts or whatever. And some guys are not showing up to that because they want to get paid. But you're seeing a lot of hype. You're seeing stuff come out. Like, I saw a clip today. You know, I don't know if you guys follow Dove Kleiman on Twitter. He puts a lot of football stuff out. I don't know how much football he knows. He put out a clip of Caleb Williams throwing passes to DJ Moore and I think Keenan Allen and whatever, his receivers. It looked like they were just running, I don't know, maybe 10-yard glance routes, 10-yard posts, 10-yard ins, like a little bit deeper slant. And the post was Caleb Williams doesn't miss passes. I'm like, this guy is the number one pick at quarterback, given the reins, like nobody to compete with. They moved on from Justin Fields. This kid won the Heisman, was able to transfer from Oklahoma to USC. Like, he's supposed to do that. Are we really bigging this guy up and pumping this guy up for completing passes on air in practice with no pads on? Act like you played some football before. There are high school kids, college kids, myself. The ball's not supposed to touch the ground. Take your little three-step drop, whatever you got to do, hit your back foot, step, throw the ball, and hit the receiver. There's no defense. There's no helmet on. 877-337-6666. You know who I've seen out there throwing dots? Michael Penix Jr. I don't know if you were listening to my show on draft night, but I loved that move. And they're asking Kirk Cousins about it. And they said to Kirk Cousins, would you have signed with the Falcons if you knew they were going to draft a quarterback? And he said, I don't deal with hypotheticals and all this other stuff. Well, it doesn't matter. $100 million is $100 million. Kirk Cousins is a veteran. Michael Penix Jr. hasn't played one snap in the NFL. But he'll be ready as soon as Kirk Cousins goes down. The Falcons had to rock with Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke. Now they have Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr. I think they're in a good spot. And there were a lot of people telling me that the Buffalo Bills were not in a good spot because they don't have Stephon Diggs, right, and Gabe Davis. And who's Josh Allen going to throw the ball to, right? Stephon Diggs is with the Texans. Gabe Davis is with the Jaguars now, I believe. Well, they drafted Keon Coleman, who I was screaming on day one, yo, I'm a Florida State fan. Doesn't really matter. I grew up rooting for the Noles. Wanted to go play football down there. Got a chance to actually go to a spring practice. And then when I saw the guys at their spring practice, I was like, I don't belong here. This is another level. Keon Coleman, who has gone viral for his interviews and his reactions or whatnot, he gets drafted by them. I just saw today that Marquez Valdes-Scantling is going to sign with the Buffalo Bills. Also, Chase Claypool was picked up by them. Curtis Samuel, who was with the Commanders, picked up by them. Mac Hollins, who leaves Atlanta, picked up by them. KJ Hamler, the kid out of Penn State, he hasn't really burst on the scene yet. He was with Denver. He's there, and they obviously have Khalil Shakir and a couple other guys from last year. Josh Allen's going to be just fine. 877-337-6666. I think I heard it here on The Fan. Jets fans calling in. And Jets host on The Fan writing the Bills off. The division is ours. Not so fast. Not so fast. Monday Night Football, week one, Jets versus 49ers. I saw somebody tweet today, the Jets should start Tyrod Taylor week one to protect Aaron Rodgers. Nah, that's not how it works. That is not how it works. Aaron Rodgers should be lifting weights, training, conditioning, and getting himself ready. And did you see how the Jets revamped that offensive line? They'll be all right. They'll be ready to go. It's football, man. It's a rough sport. Guys are going to get hurt, but you can't play scared. You can't go into it hurt. They're definitely not sitting Aaron Rodgers in favor of Tyrod Taylor. But I'll sprinkle some more football stuff in for anybody that wants to talk any of the football news, any of the schedule stuff. Right. We know that Patrick Mahomes is going to face the Ravens and then the Bengals. Let's see if the Chiefs can actually three-peat. We know Travis Kelce's getting up there in age. I saw Jason Kelce is going to be on the Monday Night Football crew. They got RG3 out of the paint. They fired Robert Griffin III. But, yeah, it's always football season. The NFL is king. 877-337-6666. We're talking about the Knicks. We're talking about the Rangers. The Knicks go back to Indiana. They will play in a Game 6 on Friday. And we await tomorrow when the Rangers get back on the ice in Raleigh, North Carolina, hoping that they can close the series in 6. I think both teams have a good shot to do that. Mario, out in Long Beach. What's up, man? You're back on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? Great show.
Thanks, man.
I heard people talking earlier about sometimes when they mention your name or other people's name on other shows. It was really funny. It wasn't anything bad. But sometimes Evan has this thing on where he says, who said this from a long time ago? And then he names different hosts.
Toasted and Posted. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So he was saying one, and he said, this happened in 2011. And they used you there, too. And I'm saying, that guy wasn't even on the radio in 2000. Why would you use Keith's name? You weren't even in the company.
I was on Twitter. And I mean, some of the stuff that they were reading, I'm like, none of them that they read today would have been me. Sometimes when they go on about the dating and the escapades and the ex-girlfriends and this stuff, I'm like, no, definitely not talking about me. But yeah,
I heard the segment.
None of them were me today. But no, the segment is based off Twitter. It's basically Evan digging through our tweets, searching for keywords, and they can go back. I've been on Twitter since 2009. They can go back to 2009. If they go back to 2011, I was on campus at Monmouth University. I graduated
exactly.
2011. I wasn't at the Fan.
You would figure he'd only talk about times that when you were with the Fan.
No. Morash was with CBS Radio for a decade, and they've dug up his tweets, even Tiki and Tierney. They've only been on WFAN for a couple years now. It's really just the Twitter space. They dug up a tweet of mine from 2015 where I was talking about I never watched Friends, never watched Seinfeld.